My name is Jo Richmond. I'm interviewing
Simon Wall.
If you could just tell me how you first became involved with NoFit State.
So I started in 2011 on the show Barricade as a volunteer. I was working with a theatre company, a touring theatre company before that, and then met Ali and Duncan at one of the shows, and they got talking to them about the circus, and then they said, oh well, we're looking for crew as such, but there's only volunteer spaces. And I was kind of at a point that I didn't really know what I was going to do for the summer, so I went, yeah, okay, I'll come and join the circus. And then 3 days later we were in France, which was nice, building the set. That's how I started, really.
So have you worked with NoFit State
since 2011? I've worked on most of the I've worked every year with them. I've been away for like little points in between, but every year since I've been with NoFit State.
Do you have any standout memories from your time?
Anything
particularly memorable happens at or particular favourite show?
I suppose Barricade in Angers was quite a memorable thing, because we did it. It was two shows in the town centre, and it was really nice weather. And then when it became the show time, it was something like 10,000 people around the set, and they were sort of like up in trees and stuff. And I was up on top of the towers, and you just looked around, and it was just a sea of people. So that was quite impressive. And then the show was good as well. So I've been doing lots of the different types of shows. So at the moment, I'm still quite enjoying doing the tent stuff, because this is my first, just finished my first year of doing the tented shows. Before that, I did the theatre shows and the outside shows. So at the moment, tent stuff is still a novelty to me.
So how do you find the whole lifestyle of circus, being on the road, travelling from
I love
place
it.
To place?
I totally love it. I've been living in my van since I graduated from uni, just because I'm happy to do that, and it's easier and it's cheap, basically. But then working with NoFit State is good, because then we get to travel to lots of different places throughout the world, and you see lots of different things and loads of people, and it's quite a lot of my friends can't comprehend what I do, really, I suppose, and the fact that I do live in a van. And they're like, but how does your life work? And it was kind of like, well, we get everything we need, really, and then you just move your bed around. I really enjoy it. Living on the road.
So you say it's taking you to different places in the world.
Yeah.
Which countries?
Well, with NoFit State, I suppose I've only ever actually done Europe, but it's what have I done? England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, France, the Netherlands. And then this year we're doing Belgium, Czech Republic, and then further afield potentially. But yeah.
So which shows have you covered then?
I started with Barricade, then I did the tour of Mondo Parallelo, then I did Noodles, the second edition, and then Shazam, and now Bianca. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think that's all of them, and then random cabarets and stuff like that in between.
Do you have any, standout memories of perhaps sites that you've worked on that have been
interesting sites,
challenging?
There's some brilliant challenging sites. Barricade has given us the most challenging sites, I reckon. The contrast between Glastonbury and Winchester was a beautiful site change. So Glastonbury was full on and in a festival, as you'd expect. And then Winchester, we turned up in Winchester and it was, you're effectively on your own little island surrounded by canals in the trees, and it was really nice weather. So that was like a wow, this site was amazing, because it's quiet and sunny. But then I think Ponta Dowie and Southampton were the most challenging sites. So Ponta Dowie, it rained a lot, and because we were on a field, being one of the crew and having to run all the cables for the sound and the lighting and things, we had to go underneath the stage, which effectively meant three of us were wading through mud and a pond, which wasn't the most fun. And then again with Southampton, the place we were on was after a food festival, and they'd made this really nice mural of the symbol of the festival, I think it was, out of like kidney beans and stuff, but left it on the ground, and then it was warm and we were then crawling through all of that. So that was, yeah, they're probably my two most challenging sites, I think. Okay. Yeah.
I guess every day varies when you're on site, but you talk me through an average day.
An average day with Bianco, I suppose, when the show is up and running. During the day, we're doing just maintenance or fixing things that we need to do, or helping with the rigging for training and doing general site duties, I suppose. And then from about 4:30, we'll have notes, which is notes from the show the previous day. So we'll do notes, and it's basically things that we need to change, or things that went wrong, or things that just need discussing. And then, 4:30, then you do presets, which is setting the tent up ready for the show. So putting the towers in the right place and sorting it all out. Then dinner. And then at about 7 o'clock, go back into the tent. Well, probably a little earlier than that, but 7, go back into the tent, turn it all on and get it properly show ready to open the house. Audience come in, do the show. Then it's, 10:30 when we finish, and wait for everybody to leave, close the tent, thank you very much.
Alright, so right now you're in Cardiff with Bianco.
Yes. Yeah.